קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא תשעה באב, המשך מציטוט.
We are reading selected excerpts from the sources about the 9th of Av. We remind you that you can ask questions on Kabbalah.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
מהו כל המתאבל על ירושלים זוכה ורואה בשמחתה בעבודה?
So this is from Rabash, from what is anyone who mourns Jerusalem is rewarded with seeing its joy in the work. When one prays for the exile of the divinity, he should not pray that it is in the dust only for him. Rather, one should pray about its lowliness in the whole world, that the whole world gives no thought to spirituality. And he prays for the whole world as we pray and build Jerusalem soon in our days. So it will be glorified in the whole world, as it is said in the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year prayer, be king over all the whole world with your glory. But since the general public does not feel the lack, how can they pray? However, such a person who was rewarded with obtaining the need, who has attained the exile, he can ask for redemption. But those who do not feel that there is an exile, how can they ask that he will deliver them from exile? It follows that a person's feeling of being in exile is already considered an ascent in degree, and he must ask for fulfillment for the general public.
עבור הכלל כולו.
איך אנחנו עוברים?
How do we move from a state which is a personal bad one to a group bad state, to a world bad state? And how accordingly does our request change?
General evil. Rav, what's the difference between the evil that I describe in myself and what I describe in my group and the evil I describe in the world? The concept of evil, the not the size of it, the quality of it. What's the change? What's the difference? It has to be a difference if it's me alone, the group, which has to do with our connection and the goal of our connection, and the world and the goal of the world. So these are deficiencies and admon that is different. So please, how do we differentiate between these different manners of man?
טוב, נו, בעצם זה איך
שאנחנו... It's actually...
Actually, not just make a difference, but how do we use that man? It is said the Torah was only given to those who are the eaters of the man. What does it mean to eat the man?
And the state of reality.
Rav, how does it, what does it mean that I pray for the group? Let's say they're asleep. What does it mean that I pray for them? And what does it mean that I pray for the world? Raise man for the world. It's their deficiencies. What deficiencies are there? Who asked me? How can I do this? It's like coercion. Please.
What's the role of the Galgalta in the name?
How can I, Rav, how can I pray for someone in the world? I don't know. Yesterday, I received a letter from one of the acquaintances writing that there was some downfall of something. I wanted to ask Avigdor, actually. Avigdor is here. Maybe you can explain to us later. He says that he lost within a few days almost $500 million. It's not everything he has, but still, it's. I felt that this meant something. There was something. So now I need to pray for what he lost. How can I determine or force someone towards a spiritual goal if he's not there yet? That's a question. From here, we can also understand that if I don't integrate with the 10, then I'm not permitted to pray for anyone in the world if I'm not included in the 10, because then my prayer is definitely egoistic. So first I have to integrate in the environment, in the 10, and then prayer for the world. But yesterday there was a feeling that the world lost its life. And what I'll tell him now? No, final correction, atzilut, dvekut, nullification. You need to annul yourself. How? So 23.
Excerpt number 23 from the Maharal from Prague, The Innovations of Tales. It is worthy for the Holy Temple to be the perfection of the whole world, and not but for Israel. Therefore, the Torah said, to receive the offerings from the nations, and if the nations were to resist the Holy Temple, it would not be able to stand for even 1 hour at the time in which the nations are governing, as they would ruin it.
Because basically, it exists for everyone. It's a symbol of the final correction.
Accordingly, though the nations resist Israel, the temple did not ruin, since the temple has a side of a prina, of a discernment, as the temple is the perfection of the whole world and for the nations as well.
Even if Israel are not okay and according to their role, the temple is ruined. It's not ruined yet.
This is why it was not come to ruin by the nations, but only out of unfounded hatred and dispute that was in Israel.
So don't think that people came from outside and destroyed it. It's all what we did in our own hands. Yes. So, when we're going to pray and ask and disseminate to the world, it has to go through the 10. It has to be a complete mechanism. And then it will influence and influence correctly. However, if our influence will be incorrect, then in order to bring about that correction, that adjustment, then we will have to bear unpleasant forces until they will straighten us and align us and make us a circle, and then through a circle we can relate to the world. That's clear, yeah? Niv.
No.
Why don't you ask a question then? I have to feel that it's not clear. What's not clear?
I didn't understand the excerpt, and I didn't understand the explanation.
Okay, who else?
I didn't understand what it means that for there to be correction, it has to move through the mechanism of the 10.
Then how do you relate to the world, if not in a whole manner? It simply enables you to come out in a way that suits the world.
Also, before this excerpt, in the previous one, you said the same thing about the prayer, that if the prayer,
yes, of course,
is not from the 10, it doesn't go through the 10, then it's not a prayer for the world.
Yes, it doesn't reach the Creator, nor does it reach the world.
What is that thing of going through the ten?
Nothing exists less than ten, you understand? In spirituality, there's no less than ten.
That's clear, I just don't understand what it means that I'm going through the ten.
That if you don't nullify yourself towards the nine friends, and then beyond the concession, and then the annulment, and then the connection, and through that integration that you achieve with them, when you're already integrated, and you sense the common desire from that, when you raise the deficiency, then your deficiency can be for the group, but the group, you already achieved it, you already attained it, and now you pray for the world. And what do you need to pray for the world? You don't ask for the world to be better, because then it's like you are the creator is corrupting and you're fixing, you're the guardian of the world. No, you're actually asking for the whole world that to bring him contentment. To put it simply, like that. But according to the rule, from love of the created beings to the love of the creator, that's what you achieve. Otherwise, you can't jump from the world to the creator.
What does it mean that I go through the ten? I heard that, for example, that if a person does an act of dissemination and he doesn't do it through the ten, it'll actually be to the contrary. It'll bring more bad.
Right. It means.
So, what does it mean to go through the ten?
It means to come out in a complete, whole manner, in a correct manner. Then it puts you for sure in contact and interaction with the Creator.
How do you do that?
Through the ten?
Yes.
Well, it's not physical. It's an internal, emotional matter.
It's clear to me that it's not physical, but what does it mean that you're now part of the ten?
That I see that our spiritual fate is one shared fate. You hear? This is very, very important. I have to feel that this is it. It's one fate. I can't change it, I can't split it, I can't escape it. It's just determined from above. And so I have to accept it. The more I accept, I nullify myself, I nullify my ego with respect to spirituality. And it's the same thing. It's just given to me practically this way. If you don't feel that through your connection you're coming closer, then you're not coming closer to the Creator. Yes.
So the transition needs to be from the place where I operate for there to be results in me to begin operating for there to be results in what we create between us, meaning in what we manage to reach in the connection inside the ten. Towards that I'm looking for the results.
You're looking for results, first of all, in feeling the ten, that it's one. That you can't differentiate from the group this and this and that separately, because you don't take into account his character or that character or his personality or something. You're taking into account the integration of the inclinations. And then, when in your eyes they all have the same inclination, then you grab hold of that, and with that you move forward. And then the ten as one is a sign that you've changed, that you've become spiritual, meaning outside of yourself. You cannot be outside of your ego unless you're integrated with the other nine. So the moment you integrate it with the other nine, that's it. Your ego will work differently there. They'll rule your ego, and then you can turn to the Creator. And then you have the first nine Sefirot and Malchut and all that. We'll discover that later. That doesn't matter. And that's it. And going out to the world, how can you pray for the world? It's false. It's a lie. First, it has to be from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. The world is the Creator. It's the vessel of the Creator.
So how do you do that action where you're incorporated in them?
In the world?
No, first of all, in the Ten. How do you become part of the Ten?
I all the time must wash myself with the acknowledgement that I have to just dissolve in them. That I must only care for the connection between us. I don't think about the family situation or well-being or health situation of each and every one, but about being as one, like a mother, I always want to care for that. And that concern later becomes the desire with which I enter spirituality, not with my own desires, with my own intentions of today.
And after we start getting into the ten, what is it now? How do you, from within them, start operating outwards? What does it mean that I'm operating from that desire?
I don't make the difference between us. I feel that they are included in me and I'm included in them, and it's all one, and from this one thing I can turn to the whole world from it, because I already have a shape that is correct, integrated. This minimal integrated shape, which is a 10. And from there I can turn to the whole world, to the whole of reality, to the Creator. After the group, you can then turn to anything. It's like you go through some pipeline. Yes, Chaim.
Rav, you're mentioning a very advanced state in which actually the friends are already in spirituality. But in our current state, many of the friends are doing dissemination and they're incorporating in the group, they're asking the support for the group, and they go out like they go out.
It's permitted. It's permitted, of course, and also we write articles. People write articles to other people, and etc. Of course, but if you really want to be the conduit, then you have to arrange the conduit specifically through the ten. Like he writes that the people of Israel have to be a conduit to the world. Yes, Vlad.
We have a friend in the hospital right now. It's difficult for him. He can't stand on his feet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly thinking about how to organize the proper prayer through the ten. How do you do it? Let's say we have a friend. How do I arrange the prayer so it will truly move through the ten, and it will be as an example of building the proper prayer through the ten?
You always have to think about it. And everyone, all the tens today, should give a prayer for that. When you come together or when you don't come together, try to maintain a prayer together for him. Of course, he needs our support. Can't the laser treatment help him?
Something, a very big, difficult burn.
Look into it and then try to take it from me, if it works. Yes, Dudi.
I want to go back to the topic of the ten and the world. If we're trying to be directed towards the world without having the great intentions, can it start helping us connect in the ten, meaning on the opposite way?
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't stop. We don't stop anything we're doing. And the deficiency that we'll see in the world, that will help us organize in our tents. The more we feel that the world needs changes for the better, that will urge us to connect in the tent.
Because you're saying it as if it's a lie that we're operating not from the tent to the world.
No, it's a lie if we don't work through the ten. But if you turn to the world in order to receive from it a deficiency and then integrate in the ten, for that we're gonna learn that. This is called the first man. There is such a thing in spirituality because you don't have the real deficiency. So you first achieve a certain deficiency that you then organize yourself to serve it. Where is Avigdor? Tell us something. How many billions are... What's happening there? Is this the beginning of the correction?
Yes, there's a little bit of a storm in the financial markets in the world. The main reason is this bear hug that China and America, the United States, are in this war between them that is just deteriorating.
And it's unstoppable? It's like an objectively happening process, or it depends on Trump's nature or the China's communism?
The Chinese communism has a desire to swallow the whole world, and it truly became, China became the biggest trades
so it's possible
country in the world.
Just to throw them off completely, quickly, because they depend on others.
China is very sensitive on one hand because she depends on the world, and also her inner support has been ceased. But on the other hand, the dictatorial regime causes them to be able to do artificial changes and even change their...
If you cut off ties with China, not completely, but trade and commerce-wise, then what's left with that superpower?
It's really more sensitive today. Until 3-4 years ago, China enjoyed from the fact that everyone in the world was buying from them, and also because of the urbanization and so many people who moved from the villages to the cities and started to work in factories, there was also this inner growth that was really powerful.
So it's even more sensitive today.
Right, they're more sensitive to what's happening in the world, and now what Trump did is that this partnership of trade in of the United States, Trump rejected them as the first place in the trade, and now Canada and Mexico remained as the main partners, one and two, meaning China's number three now. Therefore, China's really trying to hurt the United States, and the markets are very sensitive to such moves, and they're fearful that such things will have a big effect on the stocks. And so there is a descent on one hand, there's drops, and investors are kind of bunkering themselves. And so gold and other forms of investment are being more powerful.
How does that explain that people lost billions?
Those who lost billions, by the way, can also win them back in a few days. It happened the other day. It's not a one-way thing, but the main losses are in the stock exchange and the other funds that are very volatile at this point. And other things in this, like, for example, the retirement funds, and as such, were plus 6-7% in one of the best years that they've ever had. So there's things this way and that way. The billionaires lost. The general folk lost less.
And who gained? Those lost, and those lost. So, all right, let's hope they'll lose more. Okay. And what else? Maybe read another one. No questions or something current? Yeah.
Nevertheless, what's the meaning of that? How do you see those things?
No, I'm expecting something bigger to happen. Some shock that... These are little things. It's not even talked about that much in the press or. I don't really see that. No, it's still early. It'll come differently. Perhaps through Iran can also happen. It's this whole state. Well, it will change. That's it, yeah? So, another one.
Excerpt number 24 from Bala Sulam, the article, The Peace. Our sages said that God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others. As it is written in the explanation of the words, "And you will be to me a kingdom of priests." In the essay, The Arvut, we see this from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing, meaning that thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
Isaiah. Yeah. I would say something simple about it. If we have Rosh and Guf, everything that happens in the Rosh has to spread in the Guf. And if it doesn't appear in the Guf, then what is the Rosh? The Rosh in spirituality doesn't even exist. If there's no corrected Guf, there's no Rosh. We understand that from the Partsufim. The whole reality is a single Partsuf, Havaya. So, we can't exist if we don't establish ourselves for the world. So to the extent that we turn to the world, or at least we are ready, and if they're willing to and wanting to hear from us and accept the method from us, then in such a way there is a justification for our existence, for the Rosh of the general Potsuf. And so we have to better understand and talk about how much we're interdependent with them and the hatred from the Guf to the Rosh, because the Rosh doesn't function properly, anti-Semitism, etc., how necessary these things are and how the Creator awakens them, so that eventually we come to a state where each part helps the other assume the right role in a single, complete Partsuf, complete Havaya. Otherwise, there's a problem. The Rosh doesn't understand the Guf, and vice versa. Especially when in the people of Israel you have such portions of the population who disregard it completely and say, no, it's just for us, it's only within us, the Torah was given to us and not for the nations of the world, and we have no interest in that, etc. There's more to correct. More to be corrected. And before that, we won't come to good. And
announcements?
Yes.
Evening lesson. You're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 Israel time. Live lesson with Rav Leitman on Svivatova. Thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. The Kabbalah Lam campus is happy to invite you to new courses that are opening, and we're inviting you to introductory lessons towards the foundation, fundamentals of Kabbalah. That'll happen in Netanya, Shoam, Haifa, Rishon LeZion, and Petah Tikva. Entrance is $30, 30 shekels, RSVPing at 1-700-509-209 or on KAB.co.il. From unity to one. The Moldovan World Kabbalah Convention. We're happy to invite you to the convention in Chisinev, Moldova, that will take place from the 6th to the 8th of September. For registration and additional details, kabbalah.info/convention. We will conclude, and good day.